for adult themes and strong language. This is The Curse of Penance RPG.
Welcome to episode 12 of the Curse of Penance RPG. Who are you? What are you? And what is your favourite planet? Starting with Meg.
Oh, you've... planet? Are you kidding me? Oh, man. Okay, hi, I'm Amy. I play Meg. She's a human rogue who currently has a nice fancy squeeze box, two ceremonial daggers, and Diaval, her pet crow. She's currently really, 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 really mad with Tubbs.
Why?
Mainly for last session.
What happened last session? Why are you mad at him? I wasn't here.
Meg's burnt all over because...
Was it Osmond
that set me on fire?
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
Sorry, Tubbs. It was Osmond. Sorry, Osmond.
I'm getting away.
I singed currency.
So yeah, Meg's all burnt. I got burnt like twice last session. Yeah, so she's not really happy right now. Meg's favourite planet... Mars, because sometimes she's hot, but she's also cold.
My favourite planet is Katy Perry.
AJ.
Hey, I'm AJ. I'm playing Osmond the Tiefling. Got a rather rocking embroidered waistcoat with the Oz Man on the back of it. Got my guitar. I didn't get burned last episode, so I'm good to go. I guess my favourite planet, I gotta go with Saturn.
It's got a ring to it.
It does.
Oh, did I ruin a joke? I'm so sorry.
One more joke like that, I'm gonna hang up.
Were you about to make that joke?
Maybe.
Oh fuck, I'm so sorry.
It's fine, carry on, man.
No. Can we record it again and pretend I didn't just ruin it?
No, this is funnier.
Why? So you're embarrassingly no, it's fine,
Why is every podcast I ever do just me abusing AJ accidentally?
I think this episode is just gonna be Matt going, can we re-record this bit? Can we re-record this bit?
Lexa.
Hi, I'm Lexa. I'm playing Rosie, who's a human fighter. I think I'm going to be tag-teaming in for the injured Karen this week, because I wasn't here last week. So I'll take her home to rest up in our cart with Timothy, and I'll join the gang on the mountain.
Okay. And Matt.
My name is Tubbs. I'm your favourite necro-carpenter, and I dish up more sweet burns than a comedian doing a roast. And my favourite planet is a party, because for it to be good, you have to plan it.
My favourite planet is Jupiter because I saw it the other day.
Did you spot it?
I did.
Oh, that was another bad astronomy joke. I'm really sorry. Oh man, it was so bad.
He made out his word.
I told you I'd hang up.
You did. That was very mercurial of you.
Whoop.
Stop it. Just stop it.
So, what happened last week?
Previously on The Curse of Penance RPG.
A lot of people got burned.
Yeah, Meg's really not happy right now.
Karen's on the brink of death.
We poured a solution, was it, onto our dog so the dog would lead us to the wizard's stuff?
We did.
And we kind of followed our dog all the way up a mountain.
Yeah.
I remember we got attacked by a whole bunch of goats that...
cannibal goats.
Tubbs kind of antagonized.
I don't know why Tubbs gets the blame for all of these things.
Probably the fireballs.
Yeah.
Probably the I do well with goats, or little goat come here.
Yeah. I was a farmer, I could deal with these.
That is what we call good characterization. And I shan't apologize.
Start chewing off
for
your sleeves.
Yeah, I've got holes in my cloak.
Oh.
Because of
To be fair, Tubbs lost one of his sleeves and ripped the other one off to try and be macho.
Yep.
My god, no.
He's walking around like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Tubbs has literally zero guns. So he believes in gun control. Oh, no, now I'm controversial. Ah. Oh.
So, do you want to explain to Rosie what happened after the goat?
So, yeah, so we went to see the giant goat, and we came across a bridge of stone, the first one. And the guy was like, basically, yeah, and he was like, hey, dude, you fancy a challenge? And Karen stepped up like a boss and was like, yeah, I'll take a challenge. And then we kicked the shit out of that guard. Well, yeah, Karen threw him off the edge of a cliff, that's all.
Yeah, that was really good.
Then there was a glass bridge, and there's another guardian there who's like, hey, do you fancy a challenge? And we're like, yeah, cool. And then it was exactly the same challenge.
Except this time he put a trident with a chain on it through Karen's leg and held on to the other end.
Yeah,
and then he did get thrown off the cliff as well.
Yeah, then Meg had to hold on to Karen while she was trying to get off the cliff. And then
someone set fire to Meg, I can't remember who it was.
I'm sure it was Tubbs. I'm sure
what
Tubbs.
What was the
I'm
thinking?
I'm sure it was Osmond and his sun sword.
Who can really tell?
Meg's not happy anyway. And then we killed that guy and then hobbled about and then we saw the giant goat again.
Something.
Yeah, and he caused an avalanche.
Yes, and we were in the middle of the avalanche.
Yes, and we had to jump into a little nook in the rock face and we escaped it.
Nook is a very good word in a Scottish accent.
Thank you.
What is the mission? Are we still trying to find...
We're looking for the wizard's gear, yeah.
Yeah.
And ahead of us there is a little dungeon, isn't there? I say a little dungeon.
Big pitch black onyx pyramid.
Oh yeah,
the giant pyramid, yeah.
Do you remember that really vital plot point that's been kind of foreshadowed from the beginning that's clearly important and Pub spent loads of time building into the story? That happened.
And your fight is here!
We are, but if we need...
You said last week you ended up by sending Diaval off to get Rosie with a list of things.
Yes.
Like Rosie turns up with the cart, and the other thing you forgot to explain to Rosie, which is Archie.
Oh yeah, he is my skeleton.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Not his internal skeleton. It's a separate skeleton.
That he get surprised and kill him.
Rosie's just been like, why is there a skeleton in the car? And I just sort of like,
the mated skeleton that is your friend, Dubs.
Yeah, I made
him. Did you make him?
I did.
Oh, that's cool.
Tubbs' only thing he's asked him to do so far is do a handstand, and he did. Really off-putting for everyone else.
I'll be asking him to do more today, don't worry about it.
So, also at this point, we should probably mention that Karen is not here this week because Bellary has been called into work, and he very grumpily has went along.
Boo, don't get jobs, kids.
So, yes, that is why there's no Karen this week.
Also, because she had a trident through the leg and she's resting up in the car.
Yeah, so, story-wise, she's a trident through the leg and is resting up in the car. So, Rosie turns up with the cart, you bundle Karen into the cart and try and make her rest at least so her leg is going to heal a bit more. And as you're doing this, you decide that you're going to look more at this pyramid.
Yes, we do.
So you kind of park the cart kind of outside the pyramid, which if you remember was like a sort of onyx black pyramid that seemed to be at least 100 foot high and was carved with very intricate design. And there are like six humanoid shaped amber statues standing in front of the sort of entrance, and they've all got like wings covered in snow.
Oh,
what do you do?
Do we think that pyramid's dangerous?
It's creepy, that's for sure.
Yeah, something about the geometry.
How far away from it are we?
Considering you're parked the cart, you're probably about 50 metres.
Cool. Right, Archie, everyone's complaining all I've got you to do so far is a handstand. I want you to walk up that pyramid and touch it, please, and then come back. Trust me, guys, he's got it down. And also, if he dies...
Starts shuffling off at the speed of about a metre every 10 seconds.
Cool.
While he's doing that, can I have a look at the history book and see if there's any mention of the Black Pyramid?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can find that references a Black Pyramid.
Okay.
What about a Black Diamond?
Okay, a Black Diamond?
No, there's nothing Black Diamond or Pyramid referenced.
Chris.
The book's got nothing.
Ah,
there's a pyramid on top of this mountain.
It's apparently sort of like carved into the side of the rock.
Most odd.
So does this stone look natural to the mountain, or is it like...
It looks like it could have been natural to the mountain, but it's like very ancient and very powerful.
Oh, this is a powerful pyramid.
Archie, are you nearly there?
Archie's about 10 metres away from you. He stops, turns around and goes...
angry, Archie.
He can do it, Archie.
He gets to his own time. Come on, Archie, let me down. Stop embarrassing me.
Does anyone have Arcana? Let me check. Do an Arcana
I do,
check?
Yeah, I do. I have lots of intelligence in Arcana.
I have two in Arcana.
Okay. The place does basically feel very strong magic. Very, very strong magic.
I'm getting a very strong reading. Do you concur, Oz?
Yeah, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 20, I'm getting about an 18 kind of reading.
That's a lot of magic. I was getting about 19, but you know, I am more attuned, so that's bad enough.
So, what are you doing now as Archie slowly makes his way towards the pyramid?
Go on, Archie. I believe in you. Daddy believes in you.
You do it!
Where's Jason winning?
Jason is sitting by your feet looking very confused at the skeleton.
I know! Meg's just looking at him going, why didn't you just use the dog?
Because I cared if he dies.
But surely you could just resurrect him again.
I'll be honest, I lost the piece of paper with the spell on, and I don't have a very good memory, as feel like we've established.
That's pretty true.
I'm going to play a very inspiring tune on my guitar to sort of hopefully sort of jog Archie along a little bit. It's going to sound a lot like, but is legally distinct from Eye of the Tiger.
So you play such a ballad, and time passes ever slowly, and about 4 minutes later, just as you're coming to the sort of climax of the song, Archie finally reaches the pyramid. So he's sort of standing 50 meters away from you, touching this pyramid, just doing nothing else with his hand on it. Just like,
well, it didn't zap him or anything.
Okay, I guess it's safe.
Let's go investigate.
You might be a hero, I'm just an inconsequential side effect.
Hey, why can't that Archie be braver than me? And Rosie runs towards the pyramid. I'm gonna go after her just in case something happens.
Yeah, I'll just kind of caution.
But I'm not like gonna run.
I'm gonna call Archie to meet me on the way.
Okay. Rosie, slow down.
You get all to the door of the pyramid, and Archie meets you 2 meters away from where he was.
Well done, Archie. Good boy. I pat him on the head. Good boy. And I pat Jason on the head as well, so he doesn't feel left out. I know. You are very brave.
Do you remember what Archie looks like?
He's wearing a robe, isn't he?
I'm trying to remember what you put him in last week.
I think you put a robe on him.
Yeah, we put him in the cultist robe that Meg picked up, and he's wearing a mask.
Yes.
The mask of leaves.
Which I bought for Meg, but realised that no one else lived inside my brain, so didn't know what my plan was.
The mask sounds terrifying.
Oh yeah, he's a zombie in a mask and a black robe, he is.
Is it like a leaf mask, or is it like a jester mask?
I think it was quite fet-like, yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Nothing says creepy like a zombie in a gimp mask.
So, right, so are we at the entrance of it, or are we not?
You're now at the entrance of this pyramid, yes.
Okay.
As you sort of look at the entrance, there's stairs leading down. You seem to go down a bit of flight, and then there's a corridor.
Why do they always go down?
Well, it's built into the mountain. Where else do you want it to go?
I mean, that's a fair point.
And Meg's gonna look around to see if there's any writing on the outside, or.
Okay.
Hey, Oz. I'm with Meg. She seems to know her shit.
No, I don't.
There's lots of writing written everywhere, and you read it, and you go, oh, this is the Temple of Light.
Ah, maybe that's linked to all that sun defacement and stuff that's going on.
You reckon?
I mean, they've been, all the major religions down there are sun-based, and they've all been being destroyed and shit. Maybe this is like the High Temple or something. Good spot, Meg.
Meg's just going to nod and like be proud of what she did. Yeah, I read something.
She tells you that it's written definitely in Elvish.
Ah, I can't speak Elvish. Can anyone speak Elvish?
I don't think I can.
You're a halfling, can't you speak Elvish?
No, I speak halflingese and common. Halfling is its own language. For context to our wonderful listeners, Meg rolled a 1 on that.
Yep. And Meg's dyslexic as well, so... Can I take character? Oh dear, 4.
You speak Elvish, Lexa. So,
Lexi goes, yeah, I recognise that bit. That bit definitely says friends.
Ah,
the sun!
Friends of the sun.
Right, Tubbs is going to light a glow from his staff, which I'm assuming I can do because I want to Gandalf this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw some light out there and take a wander in, shall we?
Okay.
Archie, you can go in the back. Do you know what? Archie, you wait out here because I'm not sure we want to go at your pace.
Yeah, Archie, why don't you guard Karen?
Yeah, go guard Karen. Do a handstand for her. She loves it when you do that.
Wait on Karen.
Yeah, anything she needs, you give her, okay? Unless it's creepy and sexual, in which case, don't do it.
He sort of, like, looks at you with a very blank stare.
Go light some cigarettes to Karen.
He sort of nods and slowly shuffles his way towards the cart.
Why do I feel like this is going with us coming out of the temple on the other side after, like, 3 days and Archie just getting back to the van?
Or he's lit all of Karen's cigarettes in one go and she's not smoked any of them.
Just like a hot box.
Right. Did the entire cart into a sauna just for cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to step on his toes here, but seeing as this is a temple of light and friends are welcome, well, I'm going to gesture my staff. I am definitely a wearer of light, so I feel like I'll be most welcome. So I'll go first and receive them, shall I?
Yeah. Sure. On you go.
Now, seeing there is no threat at all, Tubbs is going to stride confidently down the stairs because he's got this shit.
Okay.
For you, Tubbs.
You ride down the stairs and you're in a very narrow corridor. It's about the girth of two people wide and it stretches quite far. And you notice after about 5 meters that there seems to be slits in the wall on either side.
Oh, Meg.
Yep.
You're a sneaky fella. You're a sneaky lass.
I was going to say, you might want to rethink what you said.
Take two.
Yeah.
Meg is not happy.
Hey, Meg, you're a sneaky lass.
Meg, you're a dude.
Don't be so rude, Oz. She's clearly a woman, can't you see? Honestly, tieflings.
I'm just going to give them both filthy looks.
So there's some, I don't want to say they're traps, but they look a bit suspicious to me. Do you want to come and put your roguey eyes on them? I know that you rogues love all this trappy shit.
You know Osmond's a rogue as well.
I know, but I'm a...
Is he? I thought he was a wizard.
I'm a bard. I play...
You're a bard?
You know, I'm here to play music and crack wise.
Okay.
I suppose, fine. I'll go check it out. I'm going to roll a perception check then.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay, they seem to be arrow slits.
Can I see the triggers anywhere?
You sort of look at them a bit more and you realise there must be rooms behind. But there doesn't seem to be anyone in either of the rooms.
Okay. There's nobody in the rooms next door, guys. They're not manned.
Oh, they're rooms.
Yeah. But there's still arrows, ports for... Where are... La, 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 la. God, I can't speak.
People, arrow people.
Oh. Archers! Archers! There we go.
Rosie looks down at a crossbow. Like this?
Yes.
Well done, both person.
Meg just points at Rosie and points at her crossbow. Like those, but the stringy ones.
I'm going to put out my short bow. Like, you mean like this?
Yes, one of those.
I call them twangy stick throwers, so don't worry. We're not all down with the terminology.
So, are you doing anything with the arrow slits, or are you just going to push along the corridor?
Oh no, man, these guys are our friends. I'm going to lift up my staff to an arrow slit and be like, hello, we're friends come to see. Obviously, we've got some light, but it'd be nice if you got some lights in there, because it's getting a bit spooky in here.
There is no response.
I tell you what, guys, for a temple of light, this is quite spooky, isn't
it? It seems deserted.
It's pretty dark in here for a temple of light.
It is. Maybe it's been desecrated already. How is Jason in all of this? Is he pulling us in a certain direction?
Jason's sort of like standing by your feet, wagging profusely. Like he was contemplating going back with Archie, but he just sort of seemed to follow you.
So, Jason, is the wizard stuff here?
He sort of like excitedly pads and then starts running along the corridor.
Oh shit, I grab onto the rope. Oh!
Roll to see if you catch his rope.
I mean, it's like 100 metres of rope. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Lexa, that's the other thing you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Oz accidentally bought, like, 400 feet of rope.
Knowing accidentally about it, this has been the best purchase of the whole campaign.
To be fair, we are literally, everyone is just carrying, like, 4 barrels of rope each.
Well, we bought it and immediately ran into several problems that were solved with the rope, so I feel like, you know...
You catch just the end of the rope as Jason, like, turns a corner at the end of the corridor.
Jason, heal! Come, boy!
So, he's about a good 30 metres away from you at the moment.
I was going to say, I'm going to, like, wave a bone at him or something, try and get him to come over to us, but I feel like that's probably not his jam.
You also eaten Archie, then.
Yeah, Archie might not appreciate that.
Also, you know, actual skeleton dog.
For a necromancer, you're not very sensitive to the skeletons, are you?
Are you sensitive to your swords?
Yes, I take care of my daggers.
Oh, well, fine. That's convenient for you then, isn't it? I see how it is. All against Tubbs.
Oh, it was just a passing mention.
You just singe all of your friends 3 or 4 times, and everyone suddenly thinks you're insensitive.
I get that. He singed his friends.
Yeah, I heard him. I also felt it.
I would like to say, I'm not the only person that's singed their friends recently, am I, Oz?
I mean, history is rich tapestry of many interpretations.
Enough, both of you are in my book.
You got a book?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
What's in the book?
Like a revenge diary.
No, it's just my ledger for who I'm going to murder at certain times in their lives.
So like a revenge ledger?
In a way, but it's more barter.
Do you have a diary?
No.
Your just diary a list of, today?
Just a list of
Oz
names.
Oz burned my face off and I'm going to punch him in the balls.
Listen, yeah, you guys sound a bit hangry. Rosie starts handing out some bread rolls.
We got to say hands out. Hands out. We can't say the real name, so we're going to call them Snocker Bars.
Oh, I love my favorite.
You feel better in a minute, okay?
Let's just get some pulses.
Meg gladly takes a what did you call it? A snocker.
Snocker.
A snocker bar. Meg's totally taking a snocker bar.
I don't suppose you have a Mors or anything, do you? I don't really like nuts.
Take it like a bad, Tubbs.
Have you got a Twax in there?
Twax.
Twax. Yes, Rosie has a fair of Mors and Twax bars.
I'd quite like a Twax if you got one.
Even a Bunty.
No. No, I'll be honest, no, like anyone who pretends they like Bunties. You know, like at Yuletide when you get those boxes of random chocolate and there's a Bunty.
These are I love Bunties.
You know the party chocolates. No one likes the Bunties.
No, it's the Eclairs that that everybody leaves.
The what? The Eclairs?
The Eclairs.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I like an Eclair, like a bit of caramel. But let's be honest, it's the Tog Mises. Everyone likes the Tog Mises better.
Yes. Right.
Sorry.
So,
snacks, and let's investigate the pyramid, okay?
Yeah, let's go back to investigating.
So that now was a little filled up with nice
Twikers.
Sugary snacks. Carry on.
You've calmed Meg down by giving her sugar.
So, now what are you doing?
I want to do a kind of stealthy commando roll underneath the arrow slits and sort of end up at the corner so I can just sort of peek round.
Okay, there's like 3 or 4 arrow slits, but yes, you can just roll under.
Yeah, like a series of commando rolls.
Okay. So what's everyone else doing while Oz is sort of spinning?
I'm going to just crawl under them.
Okay.
I might just use my dagger to see if anything goes through. Like, if I'm assuming there's like a range of sight.
They've crawled through the floor and nothing's happened there, and Jason's ran around the corner and nothing's happened then.
Yeah, Meg's just gonna walk while eating her snockers.
Okay.
Tubbs is gonna walk as well.
Okay, are you reeling Jason in as you walk, or are you letting him extend where he is?
I am reeling him in, but as I go, I'm kind of gonna try and wrap it around my wrist and get a bit of parchment and just hold up a 10 and hold it up for Oz and give him a little thumbs up.
Okay.
Sweet.
So you get to the end of the corridor and you come around the corner and you find that Jason is frantically trying to go up a set of stairs.
I think we should go upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gone wrong so far following this dog.
Are there any other rooms?
End of the corridor is like a T-junction, and directly where the Jason is going upstairs, like straight back from that, is like a doorway into like guard rooms that seem to sit at the other side of the arrow slits, but all of them seem to be empty.
Okay. Would it be safe to say?
Do you want to search the guard rooms?
Yeah, I might as well have a quick look before we head up the stairs.
I'm going to cast the Summon Mirror spell and use it to peek around the corner into the guard room.
Okay, rope. You can't see anything, although there is a shadow there that you're not sure about.
Guys, I'd be careful, there's a suspicious shadow in there.
You've got the light, so...
True. I'm going to leap around the corner with my staff held aloft and shout, CSI Barovia, get on the floor! And point at the suspicious shadow.
Okay, roll.
That is a 17. Okay.
You yell, and a very frightened rat runs away. Jason starts chasing it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna walk up behind Tubbs and pat him on the back while still eating my snocker and go, "You fight well done. You found a rat."
I showed him.
Are you going to let Jason eat the rat?
Oh, absolutely.
So this dog is contentedly chewing on this rat. And as he finishes chewing on it, you notice the sort of chewed remains of rats start falling onto the ground.
Good boy.
Him.
Lovely.
Good boy, Jason.
I've never really fed Jason before now. He's got to be really hungry.
True.
Can you feed a skeleton?
You can try.
I mean, we just did, but I don't know if it meant anything to him.
Okay.
I mean, you know, skeletons are very hard to read, and trust me, I'd know.
Yeah, but they can't really... No, never mind. Can't digest or anything.
Anyway, I'm just saying, that rat could have been anyone. That could have been a vampire. You know, vampire rats? You heard of them, right? Is it rats that vampires transform into? I think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I'm just saying it could have been an evil vampire who was waiting to kill us. So, you're welcome.
Better safe than sorry, yeah.
Exactly. I didn't see anything else, you leaping to apprehend that rat so bravely.
You have the light!
A lot of people say I have the light in me and, you know... I agree, I'm probably picked up for some greater purpose, but we'll get to that one day, I'm sure.
So, what are you doing now?
Looking around the room.
I suppose we're just going to keep following Jason then. Or are we...
Let's go to the guard room.
Okay, you look around the guard room, there's not much there. It seems like it's only really used to fortify the pyramid when it has to.
I mean...
Most of the beds seem to be for, like, normal-sized people, but again, they seem like they haven't been slept in a very, very long time.
What do you mean, normal-sized people?
Like, Meganos-sized.
Average height.
I see. I see how it is. Tubbs isn't normal.
No.
Okay, follow the dog?
Upstairs. Yeah, we'll just go upstairs.
Let's follow the dog.
You follow the dog and he leads you up a set of stairs. At the top of the stairs, it opens up into a very sort of open plan room. What greets in front of you is there's about a 10-foot tall golem who has a huge sword, and as you approach, he holds a hand up as if saying stop.
I stop.
Yeah. I also stop.
You hear what seems to be like a recorded message say, information or trade?
Information.
And maybe trade. Grinds up and points to the left, down a set of stairs.
And what if we want to trade as well?
You hear a voice inside the golem saying, purple gem, don't cause problems or we will set the... What are we calling them? Amber golems on you.
I look around for a purple gem.
Do you have any gems left from Karen's thievery, Meg?
No, she took them all. She only gave me, like, earrings and a bracelet, I think.
Are there any...
information, please.
Okay, the golem continues to point down the set of stairs. As he points down the stairs, you hear the sound of someone running up the stairs, brandishing what seems to be, like, a... kind of like a very dark green gem, and he runs up to a desk at the back, only for the person behind the desk to shake his head, bring out a map, and start pointing it a bit on the map. And you hear this person start physically sobbing, dropping their bag and just crying.
So someone sat at a desk and someone crying.
Yep.
Well, guys, as the emotionally intelligent one here, I feel like we should go and, well, you know, that guy's crying over there and it's probably bothering the guy behind the desk. Maybe we should move him on?
While Meg's munching on her snocker, she's just going to think back to when we had the hippies and the vineyard. Weren't they looking for two more gems?
Oh, yeah. It was the people who ran the vineyard, like, had their gems stolen. We got one of them back, but there was two more.
We got one back. There was two more.
One was linked to that gem, wasn't it?
Yeah. So maybe we should keep an eye on the gems. If we find some spare ones, maybe just pocket those.
Yeah, then we can really crank up wine production and just get absolutely slaughtered.
Yep.
Maybe we need to investigate the crying man.
Yeah.
Let's ask him what's going on here.
You lead the way, Rosie. You have emotions.
Hey there, pal. What's going on here?
He is completely inconsolable. He is, like, holding a sort of dark green gem in his hand, and he's just sobbing profusely. The man behind the desk leans up to you and says, are you friends of his?
Friend is a very loose word.
If you're not friends of his, then I suggest you report to reception. It's down those stairs. Gestures.
Alright, so Rosie hands him a handkerchief and she's on to follow her down the stairs to reception.
Okay.
What should we do if he is our friend?
If he's your friend, you can tell him that he heard me right and he should learn his colours.
So you're looking for the purple gem.
He needs to have the green gem.
That is a green gem.
No, that's an emerald. Obviously, he's taken it from someone's pocket. That's not one from this place.
So
if he doesn't have the appropriate gem, I can't put it on the scales. If I can't put it on the scales, I can't see how much his things are worth. That's how things work around here.
So why does the Temple of Light need gems?
What Temple of Light?
This place, we can read, is the Temple of Light. Friends are welcome, apparently.
This is the Amber Temple, and he gestures to about a 30-foot tall amber statue of what looks like some sort of winged person.
That tracks.
I mean, I suppose it makes sense as well. Why have you got false advertising out the front?
Well, any false advertising out the front is out the front. Don't look out there anymore.
What is this place?
This is the Amber Temple.
Yes, but what do you do here?
If you want information, you need to have the purple gem.
And what if you want to trade?
If you want to trade, then you need to have the green gem.
And what can we trade for?
Well, you can trade for whatever you want. Gold, magical items, everything. He sort of gestures behind himself and there's like stacks of gold, stacks of magical items just lying around. He goes, we have lots of things for trade. We just need to make sure it's done properly.
I'm going to let Jason loose a little bit and see if he moves towards that stack of magic items.
Yeah, I was going to say, do any of them look like they might be the wizard's stuff that we're looking for?
As you take Jason off, the man behind the counter says, I suggest you keep that on the lead. Otherwise, we have to set the golems on it. And they're not very good at not squishing things.
I put him back on the rope, but is he tugging towards that pile?
He seems split between tugging towards that pile and running down the stairs.
I don't suppose you know a wizardy friend of ours.
Oh yes, was he wearing a pointed hat and called Kevin or something?
I don't know his name, if I'm honest. So, maybe?
We get many wizarding types here trying to buy magical staves.
Okay, so basically we go downstairs, find some gems, trade up for stuff.
Yes.
And we can leave whenever we want.
Centuries.
And how long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here for several thousand years.
Well, I must say, you're looking very... What was your name again?
I didn't give you my name.
Oh, well, my name's Tubbs.
Good for you, son.
These are my friends. I'm going to nudge them.
You have friends? Wow. I envy you.
I don't want to show off, but I've got three of them, and one of them's in the car, so...
You've got a car? Wow. I bet your mother's really proud of you.
I'll be honest. She was never really proud of me, in life or in death, to be honest.
You don't say.
Can I roll to detect sarcasm?
Sure.
Meg's I don't think Tubbs has that skill.
There's a lot of sarcasm coming from him.
Meg's going to talk to the poor... Is the man still crying?
He's inconsolably crying.
Oh.
He's not the boss of him. We can talk to him if you want.
Yeah. I feel really sad for him because that gem could be really, really useful and I want to trade for it, but I don't know what we could...
Offer him some food, maybe. Might cheer him up.
I'm going to offer him a snocker. See if that cheers him up.
Okay, roll.
Nope.
You offer him food, he's just not taking it. He's literally like curled into a ball. Even the bag of what seems to be stuff he had to trade is just lying discarded at his side. He just doesn't seem to care anymore.
Snap out of it! And Rosie gives him a slap on the cheek.
Oh!
He just sort of curls up even tighter and continues to sob.
He's like, I thought that would help.
I don't think we should really bother this poor guy much more. Let's go check out the information desk.
All this time, Osmond has just been quietly in his head trying to figure out which one of the four people who Tubbs travels around with he doesn't consider a friend.
Probably Meg, because she hits him a lot.
I said I had three friends here and one in the car.
Oh, I thought you meant you had three friends and one of them's in the car.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's just a misunderstanding on my part.
No, I consider you all to be friends to a greater or lesser extent.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
There's a hierarchy.
I'm very fond of both of you.
Friends.
Tubbs has a list as well.
It's not a revenge list, it's a friends list.
It's useful things to know. It just says, Oz, maybe evil?
What does Rosie say?
I just love the concept that Tubbs has a list that just says Horns, Oz, No Horns, Meg,
slash
Rosie.
To be fair,
Karen.
Love of my life, Karen.
It mainly just says Horns, Oz, female, Rosie stroke Meg, Karen.
Sounds fair.
Right, so will we go to the desk then?
Okay.
Let's go to the information.
So, You head down a couple of flights of stairs. You meet a couple of golems and they just keep pointing directly downstairs. As you do this, you sort of see a couple of other individuals sort of moving relative different speeds up and down the stairwells. As you get to the bottom, you come across a like table with information. And information is spelt wrong in about four different ways. On it, there seems to be a very old-looking man with a white beard and a sort of very floppy blue pointed hat.
Hello there, sir.
He has an ear trumpet and he swings it towards you. What?
Is Jason pulling any particular direction at this point?
Jason is sort of like... He seems just to be attached to your feet, just sort of panting. It's quite warm.
Okay. Hello there, sir.
What? Speak up, I can't hear you.
Hello there.
Hello?
Hello. Guys, this is going really well. My name is Tubbs.
You want what? Some Tubbs?
Nobody wants some Tubbs.
No, yeah, poor Tom. Those hippies wanted some Tubbs.
We don't have any Tubbs.
I'm a Tubbs.
What?
I'm going to write down on a bit of paper, are you the information man?
Okay. Roll.
That is a 2.
Don't have my glasses. Can't read. Just say it to me, son. I'll hear it.
Tubbs, do you want me to, like, pull his horn over and shout, repeat what you say and shout it down?
I mean, that's not a terrible idea.
Okay. Okay. Meg's going to get close. Okay.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay, so what's Tubbs saying, first of all?
Are you the man who can give us information?
Okay, so Meg screams this down the trumpet and he goes, am I the man who's got the information?
Meg nods.
On what?
Anything.
Shout that down. Anything!
Anything? Well, there are 9 colours in a rainbow. There you go. That's some information for you.
Okay. We need to figure out what we want, like, specific information that we
yeah.
want.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if information here is, like, the answer to a question or something, as opposed to, like, specific information about the place. So I wonder if, like where is the dragon's head?
Is this a game sort of thing?
That's the thing, I don't know.
Airline food, that kind of thing.
Exactly. I feel like it's more esoteric, like, what's the deal with airline food? Not, like, what are we doing here? I feel like it's a ask questions, get answers, genie kind of thing. Can we ask this man what his job is here?
Okay, so I assume you're going to adopt the Meg strategy of Meg yelling it down his...
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
I sit here and answer questions!
Are we asking what kind of questions? Kind of questions?
Do you want to trade or do you want information?
Both.
Both.
Well, yeah, which one first?
Information?
Information.
What?
Information!
Right. Go down this corridor to door number 7.
What's in rooms 1 to 6?
What?
What's in rooms 1 to 6?
Other things.
What
like?
Other things?
He sort of looks at you a little like, like, isn't it obvious?
No.
Meg's very confused.
We have people who work here. Unlike you, they have jobs.
Well, that's a bit
judgmental.
I have a job.
Meg's just like giving him a glare. Like, will we just go to room number 7?
Yeah,
what if
on,
we
guys.
Want to trade, old man?
What?
What if we want to trade?
Then you're what going if... down there, up the stairs, and down to floor 7.
Floor 7?
So we have a room 7, and we have a floor 7.
He must really like the number 7.
On floor 7, you're looking for door 49.
Oh.
That's a multiple
times
of
tables.
7.
That's a multiple of 7.
That's 7 times 7. What's your creepy thing with 7s, old man?
What?
Why do you like the number 7 so much?
No, it is a fun no, number. 49, not 7.
Meg, can you ask him why he loves number 7 so much?
Why do you love number 7 so much?
What?
Why do you love...
I don't love Stefan that much, he's just a nice guy.
Meg just grins at him and goes, fair enough, that's not what he said.
Oh, don't tell him that Stefan would chank shit about him.
No, Stefan
no,
loves
him. Stefan loves him.
Stefan wants to take him to the Amber Temple
annual ball.
Enchantment under the sea dance.
Yeah. Aww. He wants to have him dressed up all pretty. Kiss him under the starlight.
I think you got a chance here, old man.
Meg gives old him man. A wink. Meg tells him all this and gives him a wink. Go for it.
What?
She says it all again and gives him a wink.
Tubbs makes a ball collection.
Stefan wants to invite me to the ball.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. And he gets up and he starts limbering his way up the stairs.
As he goes, Tubbs makes a very obscene gesture involving one hand made into a circle and one hand not made into a circle. And intersecting the hand.
Fair enough.
Meg's going to have a look around his desk since he's gone.
He's literally got an empty table.
Oh.
And the only thing marks on it is marks where he's always had his feet on the table.
Are there any drawers or anything? No.
Nope. It's literally just a table with a very old chair.
Well, that guy's old.
I'm boring.
But I'm happy you found someone.
Me too. I mean, I don't know who this Stefan is, and I hope he likes him.
Well, he sounds great. I'm sure, you know, who's not to love Stefan?
True.
Well, he said he liked him anyway, so.
Yeah.
That is true.
Think about it. We could be matchmakers.
CSI Barovia.
Also blind date enthusiasts.
Just forgot how to use words then.
We can do more than one thing.
Yeah.
Love cart.
Right. Love cart.
As we go towards room 7, which I assume where we're going next, that's on the way.
Yeah, are we going to go to the room or are we going to go to the floor?
I think the room's first.
Yeah.
I was going to check, are the other rooms all marked 1 to 6?
As you walk down, the rooms are marked like it's 1, then 13, then it's 2 and 12.
Are these like left and right of us?
Yeah.
So it's a little weird, but we can figure the system out.
It's a little weird,
but
you can find your way around.
Yeah.
Eventually you come to door 7, what are you going to do?
So it's counting up on the left and down on the right. Okay, cool. I like math puzzles. I got excited then. I was like, oh, cool. Some of those prime numbers.
You would be the only
terrified.
One.
I was so terrified. I was like, oh, yeah, puzzle.
Especially if it's numbers, then yeah, I cannot help you.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing now?
I'm gonna knock.
Yeah, I think we should be polite and knock. Okay. Meg knocks.
You knock on the door. The door opens very slowly, and there's a sort of old man with a white stick going, yes?
Are you the information man?
Sorry. No! I'm the number 7. Why are you here?
There's a man up the corridor who loves you.
Are you Stefan?
Really?
Yes.
What's his name?
Old man.
Yeah, we didn't catch his name.
Are you Stefan?
No.
Oh, then we've made it.
I'm Jacob.
But why did you say you're the number 7?
Because I'm number 7. This is my door. And he taps it with a stick. He wildly taps it and almost like clips your head off with the stick.
It is a lovely door.
So why are you here?
We want some information.
Do you have the purple gem?
Oh, we have to trade the purple gem for information. Yeah. That makes sense, I suppose.
To him specifically.
So we have to go find the purple gem?
No, you have to bring me the red gem. I give you the purple gem.
Okay, so we bring you a red gem.
Yes.
You give us a purple gem.
No, I transmute it into the purple gem.
Okay, so you bring us... Okay, I'm going to write this shit down. I'm getting some papyrus out.
Write it down.
So we bring red gem to room 7.
Yes.
Well, you'll make it into a purple gem.
Yes.
How do we get the green gem?
What?
The golem.
I don't know anything about a green gem.
Okay, so where do we find the red gem?
Ask at the information desk.
And he closes the door.
Where? Oh my god. What?
Where's the information desk?
Will we go back to the guy that we've sent
what
off?
What I love, guys. Bureaucracy.
This feels like... out of character. This feels like the Q in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh my god, it's just...
This is what it feels like.
Maybe floor 7? That was a clue.
Yeah. Let's go floor 7. Let's have a check.
I don't know. I'm rubbish at these sort of things.
Right, let's go to floor 7, and then if we can't figure it out, let's just chase after the dog.
As you begin to descend down the stairs are incredibly exhausting walking down. You pass 3 or 4 people who are sort of running around carrying various types of gems.
Are any of them carrying a red gem or a green gem?
No, they seem to be carrying every other colour than that.
Can we steal the colours that they have?
You can beat them up if you want.
Can we like snatch one and like put them in a cupboard somewhere and like gag him?
You can if you want.
Because Meg does not want to walk around especially with all our burns and stuff, and have all this bureaucracy crap. So she's trying
to roll to mug some poor bastard on the stairwell.
Those golems seem pretty severe. Are we sure we want to do this?
I don't know.
Well, we check the floor first, and then if we can't find anybody,
we could just grab someone. Out of this thing if we wanted to be fair.
Maybe we should not mug anyone just yet.
Okay, I won't mug anyone just yet.
Okay. So, what are you doing now?
Into
floor 7.
Okay, so you descend down to floor 7. You turn up at room 49. Are you knocking on the door?
Oh, yeah. We're polite.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Are we not?
I was about to barge in, but...
Oh, do it. That's fine. To be fair, if I wait and you barge in, then you definitely get there.
You
first.
Barge in. There is a woman on what seems to be just a normal swing attached to the roof, who is contentedly swinging back and forth, singing to herself.
I join in.
Okay.
Doing just a sick harmony.
Turns to you and goes, "Oh, lovely! How are you today, friend?"
"Very well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so wonderful. Would you like to swing?"
I would love to swing.
"Are you a swinger, madam?"
"Oh, yes."
"Oh, it's odd. My parents were swingers, which was strange because they must have taken the swing down during the day because I never got to ride on it. They're always saying how fond they were of swinging."
"It does look a lot of fun."
"I mean, it does look fun. They never let me go on the swing, though. I don't even know where it was, to be honest." I was like, "Can I join in?"
"Have mine, my dear. Come sit on the swing."
"I mean, Oz did call first go, so..."
Okay. So, Oz is now sitting on a swing, and she's gently pushing him every time he comes back, so he's sort of contentedly swinging up into the air. "Now, my loves, why are you here?"
Tubbs is just kicking the floor, feeling left out.
"Why are we here?"
"Trade?"
"Yeah. I think that's why we came
trade?
Here, isn't it?"
What do you mean, loves?
"Well, the man said we should come down to room 49 on floor 7 if you wanted to trade."
"Trade, loves? What do you want to trade?"
To be honest, we were never really clear about the whole thing.
"Oh, do you have the green gem?"
No. "But how do we get the green gem?"
"Well, you bring me an orange one, love."
"Okay.
Do you have an orange gem?"
"Where might we find an orange gem, just in case we haven't?"
"Oh, it's been a long time since I last knew it. I think it's somewhere on the 3rd floor. Not really sure."
"Okay.
Yeah? What's the deal?"
"Yeah.
This is a colour puzzle.
If you bring me the orange gem, love, I can give you the green gem."
"Then we take the green gem to the desk at the top, and then he gives us stuff, right?"
"Well, if you take the green gem to the counter at the top, I imagine he will allow you to trade."
"Cool.
Would you like to go on the swing? I think your horned friend here has had enough fun."
"I would love to go on the swing." Tubbs is like leaping on the swing, and as she finishes, like, "Higher! No, higher!" And it's like closing his
Tubbs
eyes.
Tubbs is nearly hitting the ceiling every single time.
"Higher!"
Meg's
Tubbs is living a child fancy that he never could.
Meg's quietly hoping that he smashes his head off the ceiling. Just a little bit.
Betrayal.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Can I roll to spot her watching for my head to hit the roof?
Sure.
That is a natural
20. Yes, you notice Meg giving you the sort of evil eye, and you're just too busy having so much fun that you don't care.
Okay. However, when Tubbs gets off swing, he's going to pull a piece of parchment out and just like stare at Meg and just like scribble something out on it and put it back in his pocket.
"You made the list."
Meg's just going to stick out her tongue at him.
"Well, if that's all, loves, just come to me whenever you have the orange gem."
"Will do."
Bustles you out the door.
Okay.
So we've got to go
back to singing.
She seemed nice.
She did. Do we want to check one of these other rooms and see what's in it? I'm wondering whether like every person gets their own special room.
Yeah.
So sure. Can we check room 48?
Just each stand in front of the door and kick them at the same time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, we're all going at the same time in different rooms, I think.
Okay, so tell me what numbers you're going for.
44.
44.
46.
Okay.
42.
Okay. Ah, all not even numbers.
That is the answer.
And Rosie?
43.
43, okay. So, who was 44?
Me.
Okay, you kick open 44, and there's a sort of old, very sort of burnt out man sitting out there. He's smoking a cigar, very bored looking, and he goes, "Oh, for fuck's sake. Just give it here and I'll convert it."
"Is that the red gem? Is that the green gem you're after?"
No, it's the amethyst gem, for fuck's sake.
So we turn the
amethyst. Leave me alone.
What do you turn the amethyst into?
What?
What do you turn it into?
The marble.
Okay, and what can I do with the marble?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, one more question. Can I bum a cigar, please?
He sort of looks at his cigar and looks base.
Why? This is the only comfort I have left because of you bloody people.
You must have one more.
He puts his hand in his pocket and flicks one at you.
Thank you, and you know what I'll do? I'll write fuck off on the door.
Good.
Okay, deal. Okay, I'm gonna, with a little knife or something, I'm gonna scroll fuck off.
So, while you're doing that...
Unless you've 46? Got an amethyst.
Who is 46?
I was 46.
Yep, you open the door and there's a very buxom looking elf behind. She's like, oh, hi there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hello.
Have you got the pink one? She sort of gives you a very strange look.
I mean, let's see where the evening takes us.
She gestures a hand out in a very sort of evocative style.
You're asking for a gem, aren't you?
What else would I be asking for?
Well,
Oh, you're going a very strange shade of red. It's not very suiting you.
No, that's just what I look like.
Racist.
You know what? So you want a pink gem, do you?
Yes.
Well,
trust me. A beautiful pink gem. And I change it into a rose gem.
Pink into a rose. Okay. Well, I'm afraid, m'lady, I'm going to have to disappoint you for now. But trust me, I might be back.
I'll be back. And she gives you a wink. Okay.
Yes, I went back and just closed the door.
Okay, so Meg was 42, yes?
Yes.
Meg basically just kicks the door in, and inside is a... what looks like someone of Tubbs' size. They do look like they are actually a child, but their voice is really gruff, like they're an old man.
I'm assuming it's a dwarf, then.
Hello there.
Oh, fuck no.
What are you after?
Trade?
He sort of raises an eyebrow.
For what? Have you got the gem?
Which gem?
He sort of eyes.
Who sent you here?
No one?
Well, I guess you better come back when you got a gem.
What colour of gem do you need, though?
What?
What colour of gem do you need?
I need the grey gem.
The grey gem?
Yeah.
And what happens when I give you the grey gem?
Pixie dust.
Pixie dust. Does pixie dust even exist anymore?
Dunno. We've stopped grinding pixies.
Fair enough.
Look,
okay.
You give me the grey gem. I convert it into the other gem. That's where it goes, right?
And what does the grey gem... oh yeah, pixie dust. Okay,
You do understand sarcasm, right?
No, not really.
Right, okay. If you don't understand sarcasm, fuck off to your own country.
Slams the door on you.
Wow.
What an asshole. Meg just pulls out her notebook and just writes.
Gruff dude.
You made the
Gruff
list.
Gruff dude. Pyramid. Dead.
Made the list.
Dwarf Gruffman.
Okay. And Rosie. Rosie kicks the door in. Inside, there's a squirrel. Who goes?
Is it Squirrel Girl?
No, it's just a normal, like normal sized squirrel. Red one. And goes, hi there!
Ah!
Haha! Do you have the gem?
What gem, Squirrel?
Topaz gem.
Topaz?
Yes. Give it here. I need to get my teeth into it.
And what happens when I give you the topaz gem?
He sort of looks at you and then his head sort of tilts. And then he goes back and says, well, I bite it and rub it and it kind of goes... and then changes.
I'm not going to lie, this might be the 10 minutes of like the most engaging podcasting in the history of forever.
Does it change colour, squirrels?
No, it goes into the glass. The glass gem.
Okay. Have you got any information?
Yes. You give me the topaz gem, and I give you the glass gem.
Okay, bye, squirrel.
Bye, friend.
Tubbs has just finished writing fuck off unless you got an amethyst into the door.
Says, okay. There was a talking squirrel in there, and I don't want to go back in there.
Oh man, they all must have been horrible. Mine was grumpy as fuck.
Mine made the list.
Oh man, how about you, Oz?
Mine was pretty hot.
Oh man. I go and just have a peek through door 42. 44.
46.
46. Ah, I picked the wrong door.
So I'm assuming that mugging someone might be our next option, or are we going to travel up to the third floor to see if we can find this
frustrating. I have no idea what we're supposed to do.
I'm wondering whether everyone kind of gets their own gem they have to get. So ours is green for a trade and purple for some information.
Mm-hmm. But how do we get the green gem or the purple gem?
Well, I know is I need to get a pink one to give to the elven lady in there.
Then what do we do with it?
It's your side quest.
All I know is she wanted the pink one.
Why don't we just let Jason, like, not off the lead, but, like, let him looser on the lead?
Yeah, let's
and
give
follow
him.
Yeah.
Where's Jason headed?
You let Jason loose, and he begins, like, sprinting along and up the flights of stairs.
So you kind of keep him on about 30 feet of string.
String, okay.
Well, sorry, right.
He's about two floors up and frantically pulling on the lead.
I suppose let's go that way.
Yeah, let's just follow him.
Yeah, let's catch up with him.
Okay. You get to the top where Jason is, and he continues to pull. He pulls you all the way along towards door 22, where he starts scratching at it. And you hear something inside going, "What is that noise?"
I knock on door 22.
Okay. You open the door, and inside is a very bedraggled-looking barbarian. And with him is a old man with, like, wispy, like, curly hair, who seems to be in the middle of transmuting gems.
Ah, hello.
The barbarian just looks and says, "Wait your turn." And pushes the door closed.
There's someone else in there getting their gem changed.
Because I wanted to just stick them up.
I mean, you could see what colour it is when they come out. Did I manage to catch what colour gem they had?
No, it just seemed to be like lots of multicolours as they were doing something with it.
I'm wondering how security would deal with us jumping people is my only concern.
After 2 or 3 minutes, the barbarian sort of wanders out and goes, "Oh, it's your turn now," and just very unhappily looks like he's dragging his way along the corridor.
What colour did you get, friend?
He holds up a, like, very dark ruby to you.
So, how long have you been here?
I've been here 3 months.
And I'm assuming you found that gem and you've had to change the colour of that gem multiple times. Is that correct?
274 changes.
And are you looking for a green one or a purple one?
I'm looking for the citrine.
Right, okay. So basically, you're telling me there's a chain. We're going to find the gem. We've got to go through the whole chain of it to get to the end colour we need, right?
I don't know, man. I forgot why I'm here. I just want to get rid of this. And he holds up a bag of stuff.
Well, we'll take it for you. I'm going to look in the bag of stuff.
No, you give me gold, I'll give you this.
What's in there?
I don't know. I don't remember. I've been here so long. It's so warm.
So what you're telling me is that you came in, so even when you get the gem, you've got to trade it for your own stuff.
You've got to keep changing gems, and then you got to find the room, and you got to find the right room, and you got to wait for that fucking information guy to get back from break. And oh man, it just takes so long.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Why don't you just leave?
He sort of looks at you as if he's not considered that. And he says, "Oh, I just needed to get this sold."
We'll buy it from you.
At this point, you see a guy sort of appear out of the sort of almost thin air and goes, "Friends, I hear you having a conversation. Are you struggling to find what you're looking for?"
"Who might you be?"
"Oh, I'm just a friend. But I can offer to make the whole thing easier for you if you just, you know, sign a little bit of an agreement with us."
"No."
And the barbarian sort of looks at him and goes, "Maybe." He goes, "Great. Great. All you need to do is sign this. It's a small blood pack. Nothing too serious. And if you do that, we will put you to the head of the line. And all you need to do is get the last room, and then you'll be done."
"Is he holding out an agreement?"
He's holding out a contract, which he also seems to have pulled from thin air.
"Cool. I'm going to take and go, 'Excuse me, Tubbs Groundswell, lawyer, attorney at law. These are my associates. We are from Cart and Skeleton and Co. We are representing this fine gentleman here. Mr. Osmond, if you wouldn't mind, would you just check over there for me?"
"I got lawyers now? Oh, man."
"Four of us, and we're a very moderate fee."
"We're here to help.
So,
don't worry.
Oz, can you just check this over for us?"
"Sure thing."
The man who you took the deal off just immediately seems to pull another one out of his pocket. "Oh, fine, I have one for all of you." And he offers one to each of you, and then goes,
"We'll just take, we'll just look at
the barbarian."
"My client won't be signing anything until we've had a chance to read it, but thank you very much."
"Well, read away. I'm interested to see your input."
"What have we got, Oz?"
"I gotta be honest, I'm more of a musician than a lawyer."
After about three or four lines, it descends into complete lawyer speak. It's literally impregnable.
The party of the first part went pursuant to the party of the third party.
Look, man, I have managers who dealt with this sort of stuff.
Right.
You know just how convoluted this is? I'm not going to sign this.
So,
Barbarian friend. Sorry, I forgot your name, client. What's your name again?
I can't remember.
Tim. Okay, that's fine. Tim, we're just going to have a quick consultation as your lawyers. I'm going to pull the guys into a huddle.
Okay.
Guys, mm-hmm. Let's get this guy to sign it to see what happens.
I swear, if this ends up us signing over our souls.
Oh, no,
anything.
I'm not going to sign it. I'm thinking this guy might sign it, or if we give him the advice to.
But why? But this poor guy.
You can get to the front of the queue.
No, it's obviously just to keep him here longer. It's a trick.
Yeah, it's a trick. It's probably like purgatory, where it's like going round in circles all over again. This poor guy.
It's probably because I told him to leave.
They probably turn into the old people that actually transmute the gems.
That's an interesting theory.
As I just said that he could leave, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of an endless loop.
What is the answer to this puzzle? Because I'm really shit at this kind of thing in D&D.
I don't think it's really a puzzle. It's just a treasure trail of looking for... So basically, you've got to transmute gems into gems into gems into gems into gems until we find the green and the purple one.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect it might not be possible.
What do we do?
Meg's just like looking at her nails thinking, somehow mugging someone sounds really good about now.
It does, but the only problem is it's somewhere randomly in the chain, which we're not going to know where we're at.
Yeah.
So if we follow Jason, see where he's going. So I'm imagining the wizard traded something, because he looked kind of lost and forlorn, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He did. Maybe we need to find out if the wizard like has the same vibes the barbarian did. Yeah, so the wizard, you know the wizard who was with the bard, the jester guy who lost all his shit and we're looking for?
Oh, is that the last episode?
Yeah.
It's the...
That was a couple of episodes.
So the wizard was kind of like distant, far away, a bit befuddled.
Oh, you mean that wizard? No.
Oh, yeah.
That wizard seemed to be like dementia. This barbarian seems to literally just be worn down.
Okay.
Is he like losing his soul? No way.
He seems completely drained, like he's not had any rest or like anything for the past while. He seems totally exhausted.
Yeah, if he's been here for like 3 months, how on earth is he like eaten or drank or anything?
I'm guessing this place sustains you, it's magic of balls.
Well, there's a cafeteria.
So Rosie's to the guy, look, don't sign that, it's just an incentive to keep you here. You can leave if you want.
I can leave?
Leave, it's just a... mystery fun place. Just go back to your family.
Go to Krez and sell your stuff.
But if I leave, then I can't sell this.
Yes, you can. You can go to Krez and sell it.
I'm gonna look in his bag and see what's in there.
He sort of limply drops the bag to his side as he's thinking it. You sort of manage to tease it open and look inside. Inside, there's a wizard staff and there's about 20 dream pastries.
Oh, God.
Oh, guys, it's just empty. Nothing exciting in here.
I'm rolling to see if I can...
Yeah. So you
I don't believe
you, glance at what's there. You also know what's in there now.
I don't think so, Tubbs. There's a staff and there's dream pastries,
guys. I was going for the staff. I know what you mean.
Leave mm-hmm. with the pastries and let's trade in the staff and see if he leaves happily and then we upset the boss and then we fight them and then it'll be the end.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Take the staff out and Jason barks quite vividly at it.
He's just Jason.
We've been looking for this.
This is the staff we've been looking for then.
Yeah.
Cool. Where did you get this from, Barbarian Man?
I don't remember.
Oh, cool. It's actually mine. It's lost property, so I'm just going to have to confiscate it, I'm afraid.
Let's give him some money.
Actually,
he puts his hand up as in to say stop, and then he just sort of hand just falls down. He's just too exhausted to argue anymore.
Okay, Meg's gonna pick up the bag with the pastries in it and keep them away from Tubbs. And the other guy, the contract guy, mm-hmm. she's just gonna walk over to him and be like, "Our friend here, I don't think he really wants his pastries. Would you like a pastry?" And I'm gonna offer him a pastry.
No, I don't eat human food.
Human food.
Yes, it. Disagrees with me.
Can I do an arcana check on this motherfucker?
Meg's gonna step away. And what exactly are you?
He is very magical. I am magic.
Are you some kind of genie? Maybe a djinn?
No, I'm an astral projection. What happens with lazy wizards?
Oh, I see.
And what's your name? You didn't introduce yourself.
Check this. My name is Xanthor.
That's a pretty fucking cool
name. Does that begin with an X, buddy?
And if your friend is no longer interested in a deal, I would like to chat to you all properly and in person.
Where can we find you?
What I'll do is, he sort of gestures, again the sort of contract appears in his hand and says, just take this, you don't need to sign it, just bring it upstairs, the golems will direct you.
Meg takes the contract, but like keeps it at a distance, like, okay.
So, are you allowing your client to sign my deal?
Unfortunately, due to Article 5 of the Barovian Accords, in line with Article 7, Line 4, Paragraph 6.
Oh, the one about leaves. Yes, I know that.
Exactly.
That's the one, yeah.
If somebody is acting like a leaf, like they're indistinguishable from a leaf, which I think this guy currently is in mental faculties, then they don't have to sign legally binding contracts.
I thought Article 9, as it were, you put it, was about leaves on roads.
I mean, lots of people do think that, but it's kind of allegorical, to be honest.
I wrote that particular rule.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
anyways, you'll remember.
I
he's not signing it. We'll see you upstairs, though.
Okay, well, good luck, Mr. Barbarian, and I hope you're the best when you go for... Remember, the citrine is just over that hill.
And he seems to sort of disappear into nothing.
Okay. Right, we got one of the things, which is cool. Where is Jason heading now?
Jason is sort of contentedly running around with the stick in his mouth.
Cool. Do you remember what we were here to get, apart from the stick? Was it robes as well, or was it just the stick?
Was it not a book?
A book, yeah.
Or was that spell that we were looking for?
Well,
there was something behind that desk that Jason wanted as well, so I'm assuming we're going to have to trade for something.
Yeah.
Which means we need the purple gem.
Well, is Barbarian leaving then?
The Barbarian has sort of dragged his bag of dream pastries away with him, and is sort
so
of...
So we have his gem then?
No, he's got his gem with him.
Okay.
He's continuing on his ever-going quest to try and get the next level of gem.
My main concern is that we don't know where he is in his journey, so he might have already passed through green.
Mm.
Although no, because he wants to train as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, but the... God, I've forgotten his name already.
The wizard that we're looking
for. Yeah, the wizard.
Yeah.
Professor
X. We've just gotten a contract from him that means we can go upstairs through the golems.
Let's go and see him.
That's our next thing to do, definitely. Let's forget about the gems completely, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like we're above this kind of crazy bureaucracy system.
I don't know, I do kind of like it. It makes sense to me.
It's awoken something within your necrocarpenter mind.
Yeah,
I'm scared of getting caught in the gem system. And also, Tubbs is very suggestible, so that's not.
That's true.
At this point, you hear like hysterical laughter two floors straight above, and you also hear it cut short very quickly.
Oh fuck! Let's go see all that was. That sounded cool.
Well, yeah, that's the direction that we're going, isn't it?
Someone's telling jokes.
So you head back up the stairs, and you find that as you get back up the stairs, you see one of the golems is now standing to attention as before, but is also caked in a spray of blood. And you notice that there's blood all down his weapon, and there are two cultists dragging the like beheaded body of someone out of the room, and they're also dragging a bag of loot behind the desk.
Excuse me, but what did that person do?
Oh, the poor chap, he went mad. He threw his gem at the gentleman there, and he threatened to cut his head off. We couldn't allow such things, and he just seemed to go mad.
I wonder why.
So,
I don't know. I mean, if only he'd got the right gem, but he got the wrong one. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Does this look entirely to you? Does this look entirely like a snowflake obsidian? No, this is jet. This is
I'll be
completely
honest.
Different.
Tubbs just rolled a one to look at that gem.
Tubbs looks at it, he doesn't see a difference at all.
That's flake obsidian, I don't... You got it wrong, I'm sorry, but...
No. And he puts his hand in his pocket and pulls out another gem and goes, this is snowflake obsidian. Shows one that's got black with tiny white specks through it.
See, to me, that looks like a green gem, to be honest.
It's completely different. And then pockets them both again.
It looks like a green gem, I think, to be honest.
I was going to roll to see if I could, like, ask for the gem, and I was like, no, that's not going to happen. Meg's just not having no luck today.
No, he just seems to pocket both gems.
I'm going to share the contract. Well, no, sorry, Meg's got a contract. We need to share a contract to the Golem Dome.
Big voice. Meg's voice changed.
You go to the Golem and you sort of gesture the contract and say, "We've got a meeting." The Golem changes the hand his weapon is on and then points to a set of stairs up.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We're going up in the world.
CSI Barovia, roll out.
So you go along and up these stairs. They seem to like curl like a sort of spiral staircase round the top of the pyramid. And as you get closer to the top, you notice that there are like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books in a sort of like displayed library, but they seem to be sealed behind glass.
Meg just getting a reaction times.
From him? Are we getting a reaction from him from Jason?
Nope. Jason is currently still kind of. He was more interested in something behind the counter.
Okay, okay. Can we look behind the counter and see if there's a book?
Behind the counter, there's like piles and piles of books.
Okay.
So, you get to the top of the stairs, and in front of you is a quite lavish. It's kind of like a study, but it's got like a very roaring fire, and it's got these like big, comfortable chairs. And in there looks to be the wizard that you saw earlier.
Ah, hello, good sir.
Welcome, 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 Tubbs, Meg, Oz, and Rosie.
Hello.
Hello.
I know all about you now.
So you know about our legal firm?
Of course. I know all about your legal firm, your deal with the winery, where this interesting lady that's been seeked across the land, how part of it you had.
Sorry, what?
Some people knew what you knew. The secrets, the secrets, the secrets. But let's get ahead of ourselves. Sit, drink, let's have a discussion.
What lady is it?
He's talking about Owen Wilson.
Ah, that's a good point. What happened to Owen Wilson, if you know everything?
Oh, now, everything will come in time. Now, shall we have a little business discussion, or would you rather eat first? And he snaps his fingers and some food is brought before you.
Anything. Rosie starts whispering, "This is the dream pastries, people."
I'm going to do an arcana check on this food.
Meg's not touching it because she filled up on snockers.
As far as you can tell, the food seems safe.
Tubbs is going to tuck in.
Okay. Tubbs starts filling his face with food as
this is really good.
With him sort of tapping his fingers and saying, "Good.
What is it?
Good. Oh, that's just roast wolf. It's the only thing around here. It's kind of a delicacy."
So hold on, you can like magic any shit and you're just killing wolves instead for meat.
Well, you know, what else is the use as a wolf?
Wolves are people too.
We know where there's some gold if you want it.
Oh, you know Udo. He helped Udo. He was a nice man.
Oh yeah, the werewolf we met. Yeah, he was.
No, I remember him. He wasn't one of those. He came to us and he asked if he could lead a revolution across the land. So we thought, well, why not help him?
The dude in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gave him a pristine elk horn. He can blow it and be heard for miles around.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's how he'll lead his little revolution. All his little followers will flock to him.
So basically, the deal here is we go on a wild goose chase and you give us some treasure at the end.
I haven't said any deal yet.
We're not making any deals. We're not going on a wild goose chase with stupid gems so you can feed us dream pastries and keep us here forever.
I mean, if you do want to feed us dream pastries,
I don't want to keep any of you. I don't like the smell of living, if I'm perfectly honest, but I think all of you might benefit from what I can offer.
Did you just say you didn't like the smell of the living?
Yes,
yeah, that's incredibly expensive.
They bother me, but let's not get bogged down with details.
I'm going to ask you a question. Yes. I don't want it. Now, I do have a speciality of the undead. I know there are lots of different types of undead. So I'm going to ask you straight. Are you a zombie?
No.
Are you a skeleton?
No.
Right, this guy is an undead because that's all of them. I'm sure of it.
And before you ask, I am neither vampire nor werewolf.
Are you a lich?
Points for the Ozman.
Oh, yeah.
Liches are well scary, Rosie thinks to herself.
Nah, this guy seems cool.
I've never heard that liches get stitches, to be honest.
I have a few offers I would like to put forward for you, but before we do this, I would like to show you what beautiful changes we've made in land. Because I think you need to understand how easy it could be to drastically improve your life.
I mean, hit me with your rhythm stick.
So if you will follow me, and he gets up and seems to very slowly glide out of the room to into a sort of side room.
Guys, he can glide. That's so fucking cool.
I'm so freaked out right now.
Harry, it's not cool.
So, once you've all sort of followed him into a room, he goes, first, we have the sisters. There were three of them. They came with their mother and they seeked power. They seek to... They didn't want to rule, but they wanted to be respected. They'd been downtrodden all their lives.
Did you give them a windmill by any chance?
No, no. They took that on their own accord. I just gave them the, let's call it the recipe, to create something that the world would appreciate and would allow them to have the monopoly upon it.
By which I assume you mean those are the ladies who made the dream pastries, right?
Yes.
You call it such, yes.
So you're telling me that you know the recipe to dream... I mean, just for our investigation. You're probably aware of investigating that.
It was linked to their bloodline. I have nothing to do with it.
But you could perhaps give someone else that recipe if you wish to do so.
Oh, I think I could possibly do that, yes, if that was what they truly desired.
Okay, what's next?
So, he sort of gestures up to a painting of looks like sort of two men arm in arm, and he says, next we have the brothers. Abandoned at birth, you see. They always would fight either against each other or against the world, so...
Fight club.
They wanted a solution to survive this harsh, unfair world.
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
That's the fight club.
Yeah, we
the two fighting brothers.
We may have killed them.
I'll be honest, we've killed a lot of these people.
Well, this, they kind of deserved it.
This isn't looking good on us.
And you already know about Udo. Lovely, lovely little man who appeared nearly skin and bone, poor chap. He wants to start this revolution in the land and adopt a bride that is a wolf, for all I know. We gave him a horn. That's about all he deserved.
Is this guy like Satan that like grants you whatever you want? Rosie whispers to the gang.
It's like making a deal with the devil.
Who's Satan?
I bet he can hear us.
No, he can't. I'm super quiet.
I'm just saying.
And then we come. And he gestures into the final sort of corner of the room. And in front of you is this elaborate, like 12-foot-high recreation of the castle you notice from outside. The Dragon Slayer.
Is that a
witch? Came to us after eliminating dear dragon. And he wanted absolution, power. So, being what we are, we offered him this wonderful region, and he took it with both fists.
And so, what did happen to him?
Yeah.
Oh, he now sits upon the throne, glancing out towards the... Well, I would say the sun, but he also had a problem with that.
So basically, so that's that General Zarevich fella, right?
Yes.
So basically, this fog is all your fault.
Oh no, I have nothing to do with the fog. That's purely him. We just helped him get where he is right now.
You gave him power.
You gave him Barovia.
No, we didn't give him power. He asked, and we exchanged it.
What did you exchange it for?
It wasn't a pink gem, was it? Because there's an elf lady downstairs who... like, if you could hook me up with a pink gem, it would be, you know,
oh,
be super cool.
Oh, dear, why dear nudges friends, it, if that's all you're Osmond after is material, then I can provide you with so much more.
Why do I feel like it's going to be like, we can have any wishes? Tubbs is going to go for a dream pastry. Oz is going to go for a night with an elf lady.
Guys, we need to regroup and have a huddle, because we're not going to be seduced... or anything.
But he can make dream pastries.
Like you say. Doesn't matter.
Pastries. I think that you need to discuss amongst yourselves what you wish to do, and I will offer you each a deal. Let me offer you them now so you can talk over if you think they're fair, and I will leave you for 10 or so minutes with this beautiful recreation of one of our greatest achievements. Just to let you see how
wonderful life could truly be. First of all, let's go for Osmond.
Yo.
A drummer.
You want to have stardom, don't you? You want
I mean,
to
I've had stardom,
the
but...
entire land.
I mean, I've had stardom before. I just, you know, I want to hold on to... What?
Unquestionable stardom, where you're known throughout the land wherever you go.
I mean, that's just a matter of time, maybe.
Even give you your own train of those pink gem ladies, as you refer them.
Who is he offering to make you a rock star?
And dearest Meg.
I'm just going to glare at him.
What would you want? Well, firstly, we could kill everyone on that list of yours.
I'd rather do
that. Then you'd lose all the fun in life.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how about we grant you the ability to talk to your bird friend there?
I look at Diavel, and Diavel just, like, ruffles his feathers, I'm assuming. I'm pretty happy just having Diavel as he is, if
I'll
I'm honest.
Be honest. He offered Oz the opportunity to, like, have as many women and fame as he wants, and he's letting you talk to a bird. I'd haggle if I were you.
I don't need to be able to talk to the bird.
Exactly.
Diavel's fine.
And Rosie, how about if we
got
all those nightmares in your head to just stop?
Really good.
No questions, no forethought, just stop. They don't come back again.
Other voices.
And finally we come to the self-proclaimed leader of this Barovian troop. So what would Tubbs like? Would it be his farm back? Would he like to be taller and less confused with a child? Would he like the heart of Karen Lebowski?
Doesn't go with that. No, of course not. my type.
Definitely.
Or would he like to fully embrace this necronomic power he has and just become more able to befriend the dead?
I mean, I do already have three and a half friends.
I will leave you to consider your deals as
what? What does Karen get?
Next door. Oh, Karen. What would Karen want? A new trailer, no less.
It's a good job she's not here. She'd sell us out for that in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Maybe something shiny she could hide things in. But no matter. You debate what you wish to do and then come speak to me. I will await you next door.
And he...
One more question. What's the catch?
There's no catch, dear friend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to think of it. You've earned it so far in your life from just accepting all of these bad things that happen. I mean, have you ever not just felt that you deserve better?
The people of Barovia aren't really better off after you granted Azarovich his power. So, no!
Well, they are freely welcome to come speak to me themselves, but they don't, dear lady.
They I'm gonna write his name in my book.
They sit at home and they complain. They don't think, can I do something about this? Yes, I can. I can go and speak to Exanthor, and Exanthor will fix it for them. We fixed it for that lovely young man. We gave him the horn. All he did was just ask me. Now, if more of these people just turned up at my door and said, I want power, then I think the world would be a better place.
So, what about those people who did ask that and are currently downstairs chasing gems?
Oh, they didn't ask to speak to me. They asked to trade magical goods. And there's a way of... You know, the business approach of how you trade magical goods. You need
I
to
see.
Make sure you trade them at an appropriate rate for what they're actually worth. And while my dearest wizard friends downstairs work out what things they have and how much worth they have, these people are kept amused by sent back and forth to collect things.
Amused? You think these people are amused?
Well, none of them have complained yet.
So basically, you're just judging how much worth they've got with them before you let them trade.
Of course.
So the whole gem thing is just a bit of a farce.
Well, it's something to keep the wizards happy. I mean, we need to give them jobs, don't we?
Nick's more pissed off now. These poor people.
Right, let's have 5 minutes to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we'll let you know.
Okay. So
nice scary lich man.
He hands you all the deeds that he of the offer he offered you, and then he again glides out of the room.
We are not signing these, we are killing this guy.
I mean, I don't know if we can kill him. Liches are pretty powerful.
Rosie's like trying to be really brave and man up, but she can't stop crying. She's like, but I do have a lot of nightmares, you guys.
But it's better to face your nightmares, Rosie, than agreeing to something that you have no idea what the consequences are.
Is there any fine print on the contract?
Again, it does like a paragraph and then it just descends into thick, thick lawyer speech.
These contracts don't make sense. These contracts don't make sense.
He's obviously evil. He is a lich.
I say we kill him.
I mean, we can try. My only concern is he can probably hear us right now.
Probably.
What do you think, Osmond?
I mean, I don't think we can kill him. If he has all the powers he says he's got, then we got no chance. I mean, what have we got? A cheese grater, staff that lights stuff on fire, a couple of daggers, whatever it is you've got. You know, he's got...
How about we make a different deal?
Well, go on.
In what way?
Instead, ask that he lets these people go and he gives us that wizard's book.
Yeah, what does he get out of that?
I don't know, he can work it out.
I mean, I don't think I need to accept it. You all know how big of a star I am already.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't need some evil magical contract to give me what I've already got.
Exactly. Good on you, Oz.
I mean, if I were really good at necromancy and stuff, I'd understand him a bit more and I could probably finish him off. So maybe I should accept, for the good of the party, obviously.
But and then he might have control over you. Pretty. He might gain control over you, Tubbs.
Also, you need to learn necromancy the old-fashioned way. With nobody.
With a spade in a graveyard, yeah.
Are you saying that this is a metaphor and there's no shortcuts in life and they always come at a cost?
Yeah. That's what she's saying.
Interesting hypothesis. So we're just going to say no and walk out of here. I mean, we need that wizard's book.
The place to explode and we wouldn't be able to look at it because we'd be so cool as we walk away.
True, but we do need that book because without it, he's kind of useless.
Where's the real book, though? Does he have it?
Behind the desk downstairs, the trade, isn't it?
Why don't we just distract the guy and then steal it and then run?
I'd love to, but there's a massive fuck-off golem that'll probably kill us.
It's true.
No, we can distract him the old-fashioned way.
By putting on a show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys can shred.
Yeah, me and Oz will shred.
We'll get the book, and in the meantime, we'll say no to the scary lich man.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be a really powerful necromancer, though.
Man, we're ready.
Okay, can everyone do a perception check before you move out of this room?
Okay. In my heart. Oh, God.
I see nothing.
I see nothing.
Come on, Oz. Don't let us down.
Save us, Oz. Yay!
Okay. While trying to do the thing, Tubbs decides to sit up on the platform next to the scale version of the castle and leans back into it. The castle slowly, like, topples and falls and shatters on the ground.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and the remnants of the castle, Oz notices there's an amulet lying. It seems to have been, like, hooked inside the model of the castle.
Hmm.
I meant to do that.
Wait, what's this?
It seems to be some sort of silver medallion with, like, a large purple gem in it. And you notice there is something scratched on the back in what looks like a language you don't recognise. So it's not Elvish, it's something else.
Is it Halfling?
It's not Halfling.
Is it Infernal?
It's not Infernal.
Okay.
It's nothing you've seen before, put it that way.
Right.
Is there any magic to it?
It feels very magical.
Mm. Guys, this might be this lich's phylactery.
Oh, break
what
it.
What do we do with it?
Do we break it? Does that weaken them?
I'm going to roll to see if my limited knowledge I've learned anything about phylactery.
Okay. This is definitely not a phylactery.
No, it's not a phylactery.
This has a... Unlike everything else you sort of felt magic-wise, this doesn't feel as sort of evil as everything else. It feels like it shouldn't be as like soul-draining as everything else, put it that way.
Hmm.
I think we should keep it and get someone to have a look at it.
Yeah, I hope the lich doesn't come in. Shall we try and put the model back together?
I'm sure he will notice. It'll be fine.
I'm gonna
try. I'm gonna try and put it back together.
Okay. Yes, you managed to like vaguely like stuff it back together using matchsticks and what was it? Karen had matchsticks and chewing gum or whatever it was. No, chewing tobacco. That was it. Matchsticks and chewing tobacco. So yes, the tower looks vaguely put back together, and you pocket the amulet. So you walk into the room with the lich, who seems to be standing next to the fire. What do you do?
I'm very sorry, but we're going to decline your offer, as greatly appreciated as it was, and we bid you adieu. Hmm. We probably won't be back.
That is an interesting solution.
Solution?
There's something else you want here, isn't there?
There is a book.
Hello, Tubbs.
I mean, no. There's nothing else here that we want.
A book, you say? Why do you want this book?
I'll be honest, I've forgotten. It belongs to a friend of ours.
It's sentimental value.
It's a wizard's book. Who is this wizard? Why do none of you know who this wizard is?
To be honest, you know, we're very bad with names. We tend to give people nicknames a lot of the time. And I think we might be assholes, if I'm perfectly honest.
Our friend Rictavio knows him, and he's like, go get this wizard's gear, and we're pretty chill.
Rictavio.
Shut up, Tubbs.
I will have a conversation with him. Tell me, where is this Rictavio? I will give you the book in exchange.
I don't actually remember.
I think he's just popped to the shops.
Yeah, he's currently out.
isn't he in, like, Valaki? I don't know, I can't remember.
Is this in character or out of character?
Yes, in character.
Okay.
I'm trying to bluff.
I don't know.
I'm going to bluff.
Maybe he's at the Abbey?
He's in Kresk, you say?
No, he said Valaki.
No, Valaki.
No, one of you told me in your mind.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, it wasn't me.
Told you guys.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I could not think about it.
Thanks, you couldn't think of like a marshmallow man instead or something?
So, which book is it? Let me see. And you hear, you sort of see him sort of lifting up one of his hands and sort of waving the finger separately, and about 4 or 5 seconds later you see this book like float through the door behind you and drop onto the floor. There, take it. I am going to conduct a meeting with this Rictavio.
I am going to quietly whisper to Diaval and get him to fly off to warn Rictavio.
Okay. So are you taking the book?
Yes.
Okay. So you take the book and you begin to head downstairs.
Out of a curiosity, new friend of ours.
Yes.
We're looking for a dragon's head. Does Zarevich still have it?
A dragon's head?
Yeah, when Zarevich killed the dragon, he took the head with him.
He left it in the swamp. He didn't see it as worthwhile once he had had our meeting.
I see, so it's buried in a swamp somewhere. Can you tell us where, in good faith?
It's not buried, and the person who does have it is looking for you too. This will be a fun meeting. I look forward to seeing which of you comes to see me again.
I'll be back for the necromantic powers.
Just wink and walk out. I'll be back on my own to try and convince that elven lady to come with me and throw away this life of working underneath you.
Oz, I'm pretty sure you could probably find an even more lovely elven lady out in the real world.
I don't know, have you seen the people in Barovia?
Or maybe a southern lady with a drawl. I mean, what? I didn't say anything about a drawl. You know, just for example, you know, I mean, it could be anything, you know. She might have kids, she might not have kids. I get off my back, I'm gonna walk out.
You certainly will not see me again.
So, you exit the building carrying this book instead, and Jason is contentedly running with the staff in his mouth. As you get outside, you notice your cart isn't there anymore. Karen is lying on the heap on the ground, and Archie is sitting next to her, going,
"Oh, damn it, Karen. Archie.
I mean, what? Archie, for fuck's sake, what happened? Right, let's do charades." Okay. Somebody steal the cart. Just nod.
He nods very slowly.
Okay. Which way did the cart go? Point?
After about 40 seconds of very slowly moving, he points the direction you came.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God damn it.
How long ago? Count how many on your fingers, how many hours?
He sort of tries to hold up both of his hands, but you notice he's missing at least three fingers.
Wait, how long were we in there for? Like, more than 10 hours?
He nods.
What?
More than a day?
He nods.
More than a week?
Karen.
Shakes his head.
Is Karen dead?
Karen is currently sleeping on the stone, snoring really loudly.
So...
how's her leg?
Her leg seems bandaged up and fine.
So someone stole our caravan and we've been in there for like a couple of days.
Her tobacco pouch looks empty though.
Oh my god, the car is gone.
That had all our shit in it. Oh, don't worry.
Timothy!
I've put the rune on the side, don't worry about it.
Timothy, Enrique?
Yeah, but the rune, don't forget about that.
Yeah, okay. The rune might save you at some point.
Can we get Barry just a line? Where the fuck have y'all been?
The bell tolls. The end is nigh, for this week at least. Join us again next week for more of our tale. This podcast is an adaptation of Curse of Strahd, a 5th edition D&D adventure. It was adapted from the original story by Nikolai Pupsky. The podcast features Nikolai, Amy, Bellry, AJ, Lixa, and Matt. All music was written and performed by Daniel Boström. Artwork was by John Moore.
Okay, I'm going off piece here. We bought a box of celebrations for my desk, my bank of desks at work around Christmas time, and I did some statistical analysis which showed that there were literally two more teas in the whole box.
I sent
a graph.
Huh? Working hard then.
Oh yeah. Your taxpayer's money
is really going well spent, isn't it?
If you go back through my tweets, you'll see the graph that I sent to the Maltesers people, and they sent me a voucher for another free box of celebrations.
Nice.
Yeah, great.
So what you're saying is if you want free Maltesers, you need to just make statistically analyze the boxes you get.
Exactly.